Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 71 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
Bring a lot of joy and useful energy to the College Recreation Center.
Moorhead State's Recreation Center will once again host a summer camp for kids.
Former clients of a notorious attorney have had unlawful judgments against them dismissed.
Projects are advancing on the Mountain Parkway.
Kentucky's Attorney General is supporting a bill to prevent school shootings.
COVID cases in young adults are on the rise.
In sports, the Round County baseball and softball teams return home tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 63. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Moorhead State University's Recreation and Wellness Center will host its summer fun camp this year. Signups for the camp opened today, and it's limited to 40 participants per day. Camp is from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and runs June 1st through July 31st. Zachary Martin is camp coordinator. He says he's looking forward to the return of children to campus this summer. Martin says camp will offer children ages 5 to 12 a range of activities each day.
We're going to use all of our facilities that we have. We're going to go out to the intramural field or the soccer field. Got all sorts of games to play out there. We have our outdoor adventure area in the back with a bouldering wall. Basically, you're going to use the entire access area of the gym for activities for our children. Got arts and crafts, all sorts of things like that, and then also take advantage of Eagle Lake. We'll be using the pool daily during the afternoon, you know, cool off from the hot summer.
The cost is $90 per week or $18 per day. Visit recreation.moorheadstate.edu to sign up under programs.
Hundreds of former clients of Eric C. Kahn have been granted relief after being sued by the former attorney. Pike County Circuit Judge Eddie Coleman issued an order instructing the Pike District Court Clerk to purge all judgments, bench warrants, and contempt citations that were unlawfully entered against Kahn's former clients. WSAZ reports the lawsuits were filed right before Kahn was placed in federal prison for Social Security fraud when he attempted to gather his expenses he felt his former clients owed him. Judge Coleman says Friday's ruling came as a result of a federal court finding Kahn was not practicing Social Security law when he filed many of the lawsuits against his clients because he was previously disqualified from another federal program. The federal court was previously ruled Kahn repeatedly and falsely certified he was never disqualified from a federal program. The ruling allows the clients' names cleared from court dockets.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has several projects underway in Morgan, Magoffin, and Wolf counties for the Mountain Parkway expansion project. Wolf County segment will widen and improve 11 miles of the parkway. County Judge Executive Raymond Banks tells WIMT the project will make roads and traveling more convenient for his county.
Well, I think it'd bring in more people. It'd be a lot easier for the big trucks and many wide loads. I mean, it's just be a lot better entrance.
While there is not an end date in sight for the entire Mountain Parkway expansion, so far nearly half of the project is completed or currently under construction.
Kentucky's Attorney General supports the bill to prevent school shootings. WMKY's Daria Denisenko has the story.
Attorney generals in 41 states, including Kentucky, are urging the Congress to pass the EAGLES Act to prevent targeted school violence. The legislation is named after the mascot of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, where 17 people were killed on February 14th in 2018. Wave 3 News reports the Act Safe School Initiative contains research and training components, allows dissemination of evidence-based practices, and authorizes the National Threat Assessment Center to work with state and local officials to develop research and training. Supporters of the Act say the federal legislation is just another tool for preventing violence and keeping educators and students safe. For WMKY News, I'm Daria Denisenko.
Cases of COVID-19 among Kentuckians 40 and younger are on the rise. Those age groups remain the least vaccinated populations in the Commonwealth, but accounted for more than 9,000 new cases throughout April. Dr. Luke Murray of Wild Health tells WKYT the turnout has been disappointing.
One of them could be, hey, look, I've either had my first shot and don't feel like coming back for my second, or everybody else is getting vaccinated, and so I just don't feel like it. I don't want to go through the trouble. The other could be they just don't understand, meaning they don't understand that herd immunity is 60 to 70% of a population or more, and we're nowhere near that.
Murray says he hopes all Kentuckians can have a strong immunity to the virus, and he said it starts with rolling up a sleeve and getting the vaccine.
The University of Kentucky is gearing up for what it hopes will be a normal semester starting in the fall. UK residence halls welcomed limited numbers of students last fall, but the school says it plans to return to full capacity in fall 2021, with now familiar safety protocols in place. UK officials say the school's work on vaccination, along with testing, screening, and masking, will make up for a safe environment more akin to what more students were accustomed to pre-pandemic. Spokesman Jay Blanton says between 55 and 60% of students are in the process of being vaccinated, and for now, UK is not planning on making it a requirement.
We're pleased with our progress at this time, such that mandatory sorts of vaccines aren't on the table for us, but we'll keep monitoring that situation. We'll look at it, and we're going to do whatever is necessary to keep people healthy and safe.
UK President Eli Capilouto has also said he will be recommending a 1% increase in tuition for the fall, a bump he says marks the second consecutive year of the lowest tuition and mandatory fee increases in more than 30 years.
Fayette County school principals are set to review requests made by parents and students seeking a redo of classes taken during the 2020 school year. All Kentucky school districts were granted the option of allowing supplemental education or class do-overs for students under a Senate bill passed this year. In Fayette County, the decision on whether to honor the request will be based in part on how many and what kinds of requests the district receives. Interim Superintendent Marlene Helm explains.
And we will give that information to school principals Saturday morning so they can begin looking at the families that have requested that do-over, because it may just be, it may be that a family just needs to sit down with the teachers that, work with their students, and they come up with a different plan. We're not quite sure that every student who may be listed will need a do-over.
Helm says there are early indications that many students are not as far behind as initially feared. She also notes that some schools are already nearing full capacity as is. Either way, parents and students will get a final answer on what the district plans to do by June 1st.
Berea College has announced it plans to make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all students. But as WUKY's Josh James reports, there will be some options for those who haven't been vaccinated.
Berea made the decision after surveying students, faculty, and staff about what would make them comfortable on campus. The requirement won't, however, mean an end to the usual COVID-19 safety rules, but the school is planning on in-person classes, student labor, and educational activities during the upcoming semester. First-time students who are not vaccinated will be allowed to postpone their start date, and returning students will be able to access a limited number of online courses. WKYT reports all other students will be allowed to take or extend a leave of absence if they choose not to work online. Kentucky lawmakers unsuccessfully sought to pass legislation barring mandatory vaccinations at post-secondary institutions during the 2021 General Assembly. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 79. Tuesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 55. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning, then partly sunny with a steady temperature around 59. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 61. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 44.
On our feature segment today, as spring is in full swing, yoga at the brewery has returned. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
Bring the hands to the heart, sit back and think to the tasana. So sitting back into chair pose. So you can stay right here. This is fine. If you want to try a little bit more of the balance.
The end of March marked the first yoga practice since winter. Gina Gonzalez is a yoga instructor and started yoga at the brewery before the pandemic. First, the classes were held at Sawstone.
We started with doing yoga at the brewery back in December of 2019, but then with the pandemic, we had to move it outdoors because we couldn't, you know, because of guidelines.
The virus changed her plans for the class.
So we can socially distance outside, and we've been doing it close to Sawstone and close to the MSU campus, so we usually change it up every week.
Gonzalez welcomes all skill levels to her class and says yoga can benefit everyone.
So, of course, everybody gets different benefits from yoga practice, but of course there's physical benefits. So there's the strength and the flexibility that you get from yoga. It's also a good balance if you do a lot of other sports. It kind of teaches you or kind of reveals some of the imbalances that you have.
Yoga is different than most fitness activities because of the emphasis on mindfulness.
It's a great mind-body exercise where you're being mindful of the movement that you're doing, and that's something that we don't usually do in everyday life.
Gonzalez says meditation has health benefits too.
It's nice to have an hour of that where you're being mindful of the movement. And it's actually very calming. Depending on the type of yoga that you do, it can help to calm down the nervous system. So there's both mental, physical benefits of it.
Vicki Blakeman and her daughter Taylor Barney attended the class regularly in the fall and are excited to continue the experience. Barney says she looks forward to coming each week.
It's very relaxing, and it's nice to do after a long day of work.
Her mother agrees.
For me, you know, as we age, we tend to get really stiff. And I do a lot of running, I do Zumba, we do lots of other things. And this is just, like she said, so relaxing. And plus, it just stretches every inch. And, you know, like she says, to be more in tune with what is bothering you, so love it.
Class days and location will be posted each week and may be canceled or changed due to weather. Gonzalez wants the class experience to be collaborative, often asking for feedback. She says the best way to stay updated on information about the outdoor class is through her Facebook page, titled Yoga at the Brewery.
I have a page, it's still called Yoga at the Brewery, because we're hoping to be able to go back there one day. But that's where you can find information, and generally I post about 2 days in advance because I have to watch the weather and I never know what day I'm going to be able to hold it week to week. And so about 2 days ahead of time, I'll post an invite on that page.
Participants need to bring a mat. The class is donation-based. For WMKY News, I'm Rachel Turner.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
It's 71 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Rachel Turner has a look at the sports coming up, but first I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us at the beginning of the work week.
Round County softball and baseball return to their home fields tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Rachel Turner. The Round County Senior High School softball team returns to action at home this evening. Weather pending, the Vikings are set to host Nicholas County. Round currently sits at 8-4 on the season after winning all of their games last week, including their matchup against Fleming County. Head coach Larry Sloan says his girls fell to the Panthers earlier in the season, and he's glad to see their work pay off.
Played better. We got behind 6-2, and then we rallied and hit the ball pretty well and come back and beat them 7-6. It was a big win. It was a district game. you know, they seem to be pulling together as a team and learning to play with each other.
First pitch against Nicholas County and Moorhead this evening is set for 6 o'clock. The Round County Senior High School baseball team will be at home this evening as well. The Vikings will be hosting Boyd County. Head coach Scott Collins says the weather is a difficult factor to work around during the season, primarily when it comes to finding the time to make up games.
We got our district games in with Fleming County, which was a good thing to get those out of the way, because with weather, you know, you don't want to push back with your schedules already made. So but we got those in. You know, we've still got to make the games up with Bath County that we weren't able to place.
First pitch against the Lions this evening is set for 6 o'clock. Moorhead State Beach Volleyball ended the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament with a 3-2 loss to Jacksonville State, ending their season with an 11-3 record. The Eagles continue to leave their mark on the OVC as the conference announced its first postseason awards last week. Head coach Kristen Becker says her team claimed 3 all-conference pairs, 2 all-freshman team members, the OVC's Pair of the Year, and OVC's Player of the Year. In total, the Eagles claimed 7 total honors, featuring either outright or tied for the most honors in each category.
3 of those are beach-only athletes, and so they have been grinding and training, honestly, just mostly the 3 of them since the fall. And it's just great to see the hard work for them pay off.
Juniors Hannah Keating and Allison Whitten are named as the OVC's Pair of the Year. The pair also earned first-team All-OVC honors with senior Olivia Lohmeyer and sophomore Trinity Miller. They claimed first-team honors. Slotting in as second-team All-OVC selections were junior Margaret Musselman and sophomore Anya Reinhard. In addition to their selection as first-team and second-team All-OVC respectively, Miller and Reinhard also earned selection to the OVC All-Freshman Team. Sunday afternoon's Senior Day celebration ended on a sour note for Moorhead State softball as the Eagles dropped their series finale with SIUE 4-3. MSU was a strike away from putting away the Cougars, but late-game heroics by the opposition would eventually give SIUE the victory in 8 innings. Head coach Samantha Jones says she has seen big gains in her athletes this season, especially in their maturity.
There's been a lot of challenges that everyone has faced this year, whether it has something to do with COVID, whether it has something to do with, you know, personal life, family, maybe some of the things that they're seeing on TV or media. But there's a lot of different challenges that people are facing mentally and physically. And so to have a team that's able to recognize those challenges, understand that it may not define them as a complete whole and it's just a moment thing.
The Eagles are slated to host a doubleheader midweek with Eastern Kentucky University. Game time Wednesday at University Field is set for 1 p.m. Moorhead State baseball launched 4 home runs, including 2 from senior catcher John Bogart, as the Eagles topped Murray State 11-6 at Allen Field Sunday in a non-Ohio Valley Conference game. The Eagles, 23-16, won 3 of 4 from the Racers, 22-20, this weekend and have now topped Murray in 7 of the previous 8 meetings. Head coach Mick Aoki said going into the matchup, his team would have to also be strong on the mound.
We have to pitch well. Murray has some pretty physical kids that can swing the bat, so that field's going to play really, you know, really small with the type of guys that they have. And so we have to pitch well, and our pitching staff has to show a little mental toughness.
The Eagles are on the road again this weekend. A 3-game series at Tennessee Tech begins Saturday at 2 p.m. Moorhead State track competed in their final regular season meet this past weekend. WMKY's Josh Grogan has more.
The Eagles track team had a number of outstanding performances at the Kentucky Invitational Friday and Saturday. Kalani Harvey led the Eagles by breaking her own marks in the 100-meter and 200-meter events with times of 12.04 and 25.09. Olivia Chapman led the women's distance side by placing 18th in the 800-meter dash with a time of 218.01. On the men's side, Jared Mattingly and Garrett Watts both earned top 10 finishes in the 3,000-meter run. Mattingly placed 4th with a time of 836, and Watts placed 8th with a time of 850. Four Eagles finished in the top 20 in the 800-meter dash, with Michael Dunnigan leading the charge, placing 14th with a personal best of 155.93. The track team now heads into championship season as they prepare for the OVC conference meet that will be held at Eastern Illinois University on May 13th through May 15th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Josh Grogan.
And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, caring for the community by encouraging everyone to follow safety guidelines and stay healthy. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies and confections, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, Laura Hemp's chocolates, and Blue Mondays. Ruth Hunt Candy celebrates 100 years in 2021, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks climbed today, which is, of course, the first trading day of May, as shares tied to the economic reopening rallied on relaxed pandemic restrictions. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a gain of 238.38. At 34,113.23, the S&P 500 was up 11.49 at 4,192.66. However, the NASDAQ composite was down 0.5% at 13,895.12 after big tech stocks pulled back following a strong month of April. Bets on the economic reopening led the market advance, especially retailers. Royal Caribbean and American Airlines rose more than 1% each. Gap rallied more than 7%, while Dillard's rose nearly 10%, and Macy's was up 8%. And the rally in these stocks came after New York Governor Cuomo announced that most capacity restrictions will be lifted across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, while 24-hour subway service will resume in New York City later this month. Berkshire Hathaway rose 1.6% after Warren Buffett's conglomerate reported a 20% surge in operating earnings. Shares of Verizon rose 0.2% after the telecom giant said it will sell its media group to private equity firm Apollo Global Management for $5 billion. Despite Friday's weakness in equities, the S&P 500 in April notched its third straight month of gains, adding more than 5%, as investors bet on a big economic and profit recovery from the pandemic. And, of course, the S&P 500 is now up more than 11% for the year. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.38%, finishing at $64.44 a barrel. And likewise, gold was up 1.38% at $1,791.60 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 84 cents at $16.27, Marathon Petroleum up $1.51 at $57.16, AEP down 3 cents at $88.68, Anthem was up $7.19 at $386.58, Community Trust Bank up 70 cents at $45.26, and Kroger was up 84 cents, finishing at $37.38. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Keneally Roberts, Heather Fannin, Rachel Turner, Carla Haight, Daria Denisenko, Josh Grogan, Levi Bryan. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Rachel Turner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.